Joining us now on the Ticket Hotline is the Cowboys owner and general manager. We say good morning to Jerry Jones. Congrats on a great start to the year.
What about that? How about the Cowboys, huh?
Morning.
They look great.
Boy, I tell you, they did look really good. I was really proud of our team getting in there at that enemy's homestead and doing our work. I felt pretty good about it.
Well, you should. This is quite a start. I don't think we've had a start like this around here in like 20 years or so.
Can I just tell you, I hate that FedEx field.
Really?
Yeah, that place smells like a dumpster full of lettuce and dead ferrets. I don't know what it is. It just stinks in there, and it's such a hostile crowd. I have to wear a disguise in that stadium. Otherwise, they pelt me with trash and human feces on the way into my suite.
Oh, that's terrible.
Well, that's an old rivalry.
Last year, someone actually threw a sack of urine at me.
Gosh.
And I look up, and it was Daniel Snyder.
Oh, no, I thought you were friends.
No, he hates me. I think he's just so jealous of the success that we've had.
Yeah, they're pretty bad.
They are pretty bad. Now, I will say that there at the beginning, I was getting a little concerned because it looked like the only way that we were going to be able to stop Adrian Peterson was to call CPS on him again.
just let that disappear.
Trying to forget about that one.
Yeah, he's trying to bury that, isn't he? Everybody's trying to let that go a little bit, but I ain't letting it go. And I was really proud of Football Rain Man. Didn't you think he did good?
Who's that?
Kellen Moore, our gridiron savant.
He may be a savant.
He doesn't look like he's old enough to work at the concession stand, but boy, he sure can dial up them plays for Smooth Chocolate, can't he?
Yeah, boy.
I tell you, that long pass that Smooth Chocolate threw to Devin Smith for a touchdown sure was a thing of beauty, wasn't it?
Yeah,
that
was nice.
Yeah. Yeah, it was prettier than an inebriated bathroom stripper with daddy issues.
Oh, my gosh. Jerry.
We're on the air.
Now?
Yes.
Right now.
Oh, okay. Retract.
A little late.
And Zeke has some more face tackle on or something.
Yeah?
What's going on? Yeah, he's got crazy nose rings or something.
Looks like it. A couple extra, maybe.
Way too many of them. Yeah, I never noticed them before. But anything that draws attention away from that haircut's a good thing, in my opinion.
Yeah, probably so.
And old Rob Ryan. Boy.
Oh, yeah.
Rob Ryan again.
Yep.
On that Redskin sideline. I don't know what he's been up to since he left the Cowboys, but it sure hadn't been Nutri-System.
No.
I tell you, I've saved so much money on plumbing bills since he left the Cowboys. We used to have to send Roosevelt into the men's room with a broom handle to bust up the door to get it down.
That's just terrible.
After Rob Ryan's visit. And, Danny Snyder.
Yeah.
Danny Snyder.
Uh-huh.
How successful has he been, huh?
Not very.
Not very. So everybody who gets there and complaining about me being the GM, just look at Danny Snyder and you count your lucky stars, all right?
You have out-GM'd him in the last 20 years.
I've out-GM'd the hell out of him. Out-GM'd. And I tell you, I had a good time at the game, not because we won. But because I was sitting about three rows away from Stephen and Jerry Jr.
We noticed that. You were kind of on the back row back there.
Oh, you noticed that? They showed that?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Yeah, I wasn't sitting next to them. I just can't stand there chattering throughout the entire game. Telling me what we should have done. Daddy, you should do this. Daddy, you should make him do this. And I just want to slap him upside the head, but I'm so scared that camera's going to catch me hitting one of them about the head and face.
Yeah, you don't want that.
Well, you found some room to get away from him yesterday. That was a big sweep.
I did. So I was sitting next to Jean.
Uh-huh.
Kind of hoping she'd give me a little sugar.
Oh, gosh.
God.
Of course, I'm pretty much dead down there now. But
Jerry.
Oh, yeah. If I mistime the Viagra, it's like tugging on saltwater taffy. So.
Jerry, again, we're on the air.
Yeah, I can't tell you how many times I've tried a little sugar with old Jean, and she's a good sport. She tries to go for it, but it always pretty much ends in an apology and a let me buy you a new piece of art.
Oh, no. That's how Skymere happened, huh?
That's how Sky Mirror happened.
That's how Sky Mirror was born.
That's how Sky Mirror was born, because I wasn't able to shoot my puff of dust. But anyway,
all right.
We're having a good time with it. Let's go. Let's try for 2-0.
All right. See you, Jerry. There goes Jarrah.